Well, notice verse 7. This is the first place where the sons of Jacob begin to refer to themselves as Israel. And it's interesting that they don't do that until they are actually in the land at the place where God first promised Abraham, this land is going to be yours. Okay? Now let's finish the story of chapter 34. Verse 8. But Hamor spoke with them, saying, the soul of my son Shechem longs for your daughter. Please give her to him in marriage. Intermarry with us, give your daughters to us, and take our daughters for yourselves. Then you shall live with us, and the land shall be open before you. Live and trade in it, and acquire property in it. Shechem also said to her father and to her brothers, if I find favor in your sight, then I will give whatever you say to me. Ask me ever so much bridal payment and gift, and I will give according as you say, but give me the girl in marriage. But Jacob's sons answered Shechem and his father Hamor with deceit, because he had defiled Dinah, their sister. They said to him, we cannot do this thing to give our sister to the one who is uncircumcised, for that would be a disgrace to us. Only on this condition will we consent to you. If you will become like us, in that every male of you be circumcised, then we will give our daughters to you, and we will take your daughters for ourselves, and we will live with you and become one people. But if you will not listen to us to be circumcised, then we will take our daughter and go. Now their words seemed reasonable to Hamor and Shechem, Hamor's son. Then the young man did not delay to do the thing, because he was delighted with Jacob's daughter. Now he was more respected than all the household of his father. So Hamor and his son Shechem came to the gate of their city and spoke to the men of their city, saying, these men are friendly with us, therefore let them live in the land and trade in it. For behold, the land is large enough for them. Let us take their daughters in marriage and give our daughters to them. Only on this condition will the men consent to live with us, to become one people, that every male among us be circumcised as they are circumcised. Will not their livestock and their property and all their animals be ours? Only let us consent to them, and they will live with us. All who went out of the gate of the city listened to Hamor and to his son Shechem, and every male was circumcised, all who went out of the gate of his city. Now it came about on the third day, when they were in pain, that two of Jacob's sons, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's actual brothers, okay, each took his sword and came upon the city unawares and killed every male. They killed Hamor and his son Shechem with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah from Shechem's house and went forth. And Jacob's sons came upon the slain and looted the city, because they had defiled their sister. They took their flocks and their herds and their donkeys, and that which was in the city and which was in the field. And they captured and looted all their wealth and all their little ones and their wives, even all that was in the houses. What a pleasant story. Yuck. So a few comments. Verse 9. Hamor says, come and intermarry with us. Intermarriage will always be the path to Israel's downfall. Just because someone will go through the motion of circumcision doesn't make them an Israelite. And these guys didn't understand that the sign of circumcision was not just something to identify them ethnically. It was something that God had given them as a sign to identify them by covenant. These are people who are in covenant relationship with me. And you don't just get in the covenant because you go through the ritual. Do I need to preach any more on this point? You don't get in the covenant because you just go through the ritual. You see, you don't get in the kingdom just because you go to church. You're not a part of the covenant just because you go, because you were raised in the environment of religion. You see, you can go through all of the outward signs, you can go through all of those things, but what really distinguishes you as a person of the covenant is what's going on in your heart. And the men of Shechem didn't want to have anything to do with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What they wanted was to steal their blessing. And they even said in verse 23, will not their livestock and their property and all their animals be ours? Guys, you also can't buy your way into the covenant. You can't bribe your way in. Ladies, I know that this is, you know, we keep talking about the whole relationship thing. But just because a guy will go with you to church doesn't mean that you're not unequally yoked if he's not a believer. It just doesn't. God's not looking, doesn't want you just to go find a man who will go through the motions. If you want to find a man that will be bound to you in covenant, you find a man who is already bound to him in covenant. That's the man you want. And guys, that goes equally for you.